Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to you by Dr. Heidi Salonik and Dr. Benjamin Smetna of Oak Springs Chiropractic and Anytime Fitness. And now the news.
Welcome to your weekly Health News Podcast. I'm your host, Denise Chapman. A new study shows that there may be a link between pregnant women who use common drugs to treat urinary infections and birth defects. Researchers analyzing the use of antibiotics in pregnancy found an association between the use of sulfa drugs and urinary germicides and increased birth defects. Although these antibiotics have been used for decades, they predate the testing necessary to find out just how safe they are for the developing fetus. According to the report, there is just no good research available on the use of these drugs to give them the FDA's highest A rating when it comes to their safety. Krista Critter, the lead author of the study, was reported as saying, "The findings give doctors another opportunity to caution against overuse of antibiotics." And while we are focusing on what is or is not appropriate care, the treatment for dementia is under scrutiny by the medical profession. Patients with the disease are often subject to aggressive treatments that may be unnecessary and distressing for both the patients and their families. Harvard researchers looking at residents in nursing homes with end-stage dementia found that pain control was often inadequate. The medical profession acknowledged that family members who understand the effects of both the mental and physical aspects of both the progressive and terminal nature of dementia are better able to assist with the comfort and overall care of the patient. According to the report, a big problem is that the patients are unable to make their wishes known, and family members often feel guilty unless they are consenting to aggressive treatment. In the Alzheimer patient, palliative care focused on symptom management and support of the patient and family is excellent care. And when I come back, we'll take a look at 7 reasons to eat more saturated fat and why a certain B vitamin may be much smarter to take than those expensive cholesterol-lowering drugs.
Permanent health problems often result from simply treating symptoms without taking the time to address the underlying cause of the problem. That's why we so strongly recommend regular spine and nervous system evaluations, not just when symptoms develop. It's easier to maintain good health than it is to restore it once it's gone. Chiropractic is a safe and effective way to recover and maintain your health. If you want your family to be their healthiest, call Dr. Heidi Salonik and Dr. Benjamin Smetna at 651-739-2500 and Anytime Fitness at 651-702-6500. Now back to the news.
Here's the skinny on fats. While some fats are better for you than others, contrary to what some people may think, saturated fats should be included in your diet. These fats play a couple of key roles, including reducing levels of lipoprotein A and raising the level of HDL, the so-called good cholesterol. Research has shown that saturated fat is required for calcium to be incorporated into bones and clear fat from the liver. Your lungs, brain, and nerves need saturated fats as well as your immune system. In addition, research has shown that dieting women eating the greatest percentage of the total fat in their diets as saturated fat lose the most weight. As with most things in life, moderation is key. And our last story will be of great interest to all those people taking statin drugs. Despite lowering LDL levels, the so-called bad cholesterol, a new study has shown that statins alone, those popular drugs that seems like everyone is taking these days, does not reverse the growth of plaque in the arteries that supply blood to your brain, and maybe in any arteries. Plaque, as you know, are those deposits associated with high cholesterol that are famous for blocking blood flow, especially to the heart, leading to heart attack. What the researchers did find was that while people took statin drugs, the plaque actually increased. However, they also found the B vitamin niacin did reverse the plaque even when the statins failed to do so. The best part is niacin does not require a prescription, is very low in cost, and the most common side effects are flushing and itching. To date, there is no hard evidence that proves statins provide benefits of decreased overall mortality for women at any age or men over the age of 65. And lastly, as always, we want to leave you with one more amazing fact about the miracle that is you. The human brain cell can hold 5 times as much information as the Encyclopedia Britannica, or any other encyclopedia for that matter. Scientists have yet to settle on a definitive amount, but the storage capacity of the brain in electronic terms is thought to be between 3 or even 1,000 terabytes. The National Archives of Britain, containing over 900 years of history, only takes up 70 terabytes, making your brain's memory power pretty darn impressive. And that's the Health News Podcast for today. I'm your host, Denise Chapman, and I look forward to joining you next time when I'll be bringing you all the health news you need to take charge of your life.
Today's health news was brought to you by Dr. Heidi Salonik and Dr. Benjamin Smetna of Oak Springs Chiropractic and Anytime Fitness. The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.